Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danka, Bharat Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. Our new segment, Stocks to Watch, right now. We take a look at a couple of stocks that may have caught the attention of analysts.
And joining us on the line to help us out, Thilan Vikramasinghe, Regional Head of Bank and Financial Research at Maybank Securities. Good morning, Thilan.
Morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you on indeed. So tell us, which are the stocks that have caught your attention this week? And of course, tell us why as well.
Yeah, so quite a few stocks have caught my attention. I think the main one is the tech sector. We saw names like AEM, which was up about 7% last week, and UMS, which is up about 6% last week. But they're still down about 18 to 24% year to date. And I think some of that was supported by the very strong tech rally that we saw in China. But we're also starting to see some fundamental reasons for this turnaround. There are some expectations after the fourth quarter that the global chip shortage was actually easing. But Russia, Ukraine, as well as China's COVID lockdown now threaten some of these shortages to actually get worse. So upstream names like AEM and UMS, who actually help manufacture the semicon equipment as well as test the chips, are interesting, especially from their beaten down position. In fact, last week, we saw Temasek coming in and buying a stake in AEM. They took their stake up from 9.8% to about 10.3%. And I think the company is still very much in an early earnings cycle, and especially given the fact that they're tied to Intel. UMS has also been weighed down a little bit with the recent tax issues, but we think those will be resolved soon. The growth prospects for this company is very, very strong as chip makers are expanding capacity around the world to meet the chip shortage, and UMS seems to be gaining market share. So I think the tech sector was something that kind of caught our attention. Other sector that was interesting was the banks. We saw all three banks having fairly decent turnarounds last week. DBS was up around 11%, UOB was up about 12%, OCBC around 5%. But they've been down since their peaks in February. And I think a large part of it, again, is uncertainty around Russia and Ukraine, as well as China slowing down. So people took some profits given the sort of very strong performance that they've had last year. But valuations and yields are now approaching interesting levels. Price to books are around 1.1 to 1.5, and the yields, dividend yields are north of 4%. There are still some headwinds to watch out for. China is slowing, so that can affect the growth in the sector. And I think if you look at their loan books, about a third to a fifth of their loan books are in China. And also, we can't forget that there could be a potential recession in Europe if energy prices continue to remain high. So that can also affect growth and asset quality. Of course, these are still some of the best provisioned and best capitalized banks in the region. So that gives investors quite a bit of long-term cushion and prospects as well.
This week, we saw some lightening of COVID restrictions here in Singapore. It's just out of curiosity. You think that would have any effect on stocks like ComfortDelGro?
Yeah, so I think one of the stocks that we expect to go higher, and we haven't seen the performance really coming through, is actually ComfortDelGro. Still, you know, flat for the year, down about 3% for the month, and it just came up about 2% in the past week. Now, this is a stock we think that moves very much with the news. And if you go back all the way back to the SARS epidemic, Comfort actually went up about 70% after Singapore emerged from its lockdown. So I think the company today is a lot more diversified with a much more stronger public transport segment. And these are regulated activities, so they get, you know, the earnings are very, very visible. And that contributes about 2% of their dividend yield. They yield about 4%. The taxi operation actually has very high operating leverage. What that means is the cost side is fairly fixed. So as ridership goes up, all of that comes to the bottom line. So I think, as you say, with Singapore opening up, especially the borders opening up, and we have more visitors coming through, you should start to see more earnings coming through for this company. And I think, finally, you know, Singapore is very clear on lowering their emissions going into the longer term. And you can only do that by reducing car ownership and increasing public transport. And that's something that ComfortDelGro is very, very well positioned to capture.
Mm. At this point, though, Tilan, oil prices have been very much at the center of the news, right, because of the whole Russia-Ukraine crisis. And ComfortDelGro, no doubt, will have a relationship to oil prices, considering the business that it's in. At this point anyway, even though it's moving towards electric-based vehicles. But we're seeing another oil proxy as well, Sembcorp Industries, which a lot of analysts have described as such, an oil proxy. Strong prospects, but during the week, we've seen a downward trend. Where is this expected to go, considering its relationship with the current conflict in Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there is this expectation that Sembcorp Industries is an oil proxy, and you're right. I mean, oil is down about 10%, stocks down about 3% in the same week, but it still has very strong utility spreads, and the demand dynamic for them is actually improving. And I think if energy prices are low, volumes will actually go higher. And if you also look at their thermal capacity, about 85% of their thermal electric capacity is actually on long-term contracts. So, you know, the visibility of earnings is very high. You can actually hedge your oil exposure, so you can actually manage your margins a lot better. And what we've also seen is their balance sheet gearing is falling, free cash flow is actually improving. And I think one of the key things that investors should really look in and take note for this company is their longer-term shift towards alternative energy and sustainability. They're looking for 70% of their profits to come from here. And I think that opens the stock up to a wider class of investors than the usual investors who would look at it. So there'll be, you know, so that will actually drive a higher shareholder profile for this company.
Okay, quick summary. A couple of the stocks that we've highlighted, DBS, UOB, OCBC for the Singapore banks, AEM and UMS in the tech sector, ComfortDelGro as well as Sembcorp Industries. Anything else worth watching out for, perhaps on your horizon, Tilan?
I think generally the reopening plays within Singapore is something to keep an eye on. Names like Thai Bev, some of the supermarket names, you know, some of the consumer names as sectors are areas that we should be keeping an eye on as Singapore opens up and as, you know, overall economic activity starts to pick up. That's something to watch out for.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Tilan. Tilan Vikramasinghe, Regional Head of Banks and Financials Research at Maybank Securities. You stay safe and take care, Tilan.
Thanks.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.